I'm Dan Tangerlini, and I'd like to address the recent report from the Office of the Inspector General regarding the 2010 Western Regions Conference and the actions we are taking to prevent this kind of abuse from ever happening again. If you haven't already, I urge you to read the report. When you do, you'll see that what took place was completely unacceptable. There were violations of travel rules, acquisition rules, and good conduct. Just as importantly, those responsible violated rules of common sense, the spirit of public service, and the trust that America's taxpayers have placed in all of us. Among other things, GSA creates and manages the rules and regulations governing travel and conferences. As a result, the actions of those responsible for the Western Regions Conference cut to the heart of what we do and who we are. They undermine both our mission and the trust we have developed with our customers, including the most important customer of all, the American public. I speak for the overwhelming majority of GSA staff when I say that we are shocked and deeply disappointed by these indefensible actions. In the last several days, I've received dozens of emails from current and former staff around the country expressing their outrage. One such email came to me from an employee who had been contacted by a friend of his, a Marine recently wounded in Afghanistan, asking what GSA was doing with public funds. After receiving the email, this employee told me that his personal commitment to save the taxpayer money and protect their interests has been doubled. He continued, "As public servants, it's our obligation and duty to work on behalf of the taxpayer. So let me be clear. We're committed to doing all that we can to make this situation right and to restore trust with our client agencies and with the nation. We've taken a number of steps to ensure that future misconduct doesn't occur. First, we've initiated a complete agency-wide review of all conferences and events. We're evaluating the way in which we use our resources, and we're identifying ways to be more efficient and effective stewards of taxpayer dollars. Second, GSA's regional hats off stores have closed their doors across the country. Operations have been suspended pending a continuing top-down review of all spending. This is a clear expression to our customers and the taxpayer that GSA employees understand that serving our customers well is reward enough. It is a signal that our commitment is to our service, our duty, and our nation, and not to conferences, awards, or parties. As we ensure that these actions never occur again, I ask that you also look to the future. There's a lot to be proud of in the work that GSA does every day to help our government perform ever more effectively and efficiently. We must continue that work, from cloud computing to high-performance buildings, from shared IT services to supporting a fuel-efficient federal fleet. We have a strong record of delivering value and promoting efficiency. I look forward to continuing GSA's work and reinforcing the smart value proposition of our agency. I know that this is a difficult time, but I'm confident that by staying focused on our core values of service, mission, and efficiency, we'll right the wrongs and continue our important work. Thank you.